When South Africa opted to chase in the semi-final against Australia, many skeptics felt they had unnecessarily brought pressure upon themselves. But they went on to prove their detractors wrong by a long way. In the final of the Women's T20 World Cup here on Sunday night, when South African skipper Laura Woolwart again won the toss, she did not hesitate in deciding to chase the target. "It's quite apparent they feel confident going after the target, as has been the case right throughout the tournament. The pitch for the final proved challenging for batters, with the ball occasionally stopping and keeping low. As a result, New Zealand were caught in the dilemma of whether to go on an all-out attack or be judicious, going for overtly ambitious shots. They did keep losing wickets and ended up 15-85, leaving South Africa to chase the target at almost 8 runs and over in front of a near full house, the largest seen during the tournament, outstripping the ones seen during India's matches against Pakistan here in Dubai and against Australia in Sharjah. The bulk of the runs came from the two most experienced White Ferns batters. Opener Susie Bates contributed 32 off 31 balls while Amelia Kerr added 43 from 38 balls. At the time of going to press, South Africa were 643 after 10 overs.